Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Proper pesticide use is just as important as storage. Stay with us to find out more about how to use pesticides the right way and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The use of pesticides is prominent in agricultural production. However, excessive exposure to pesticides can be toxic and dangerous to humans and livestock. Thankfully, pesticides can be used safely. The manufacturer's label provides tips on how to use the chemical appropriately for the utmost protection.
The first thing that they should always do is read the label. The label will tell you what to do and what not to do.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. By law, the information is to be provided on a pesticide label. Product name, type of pesticide, signal word, such as danger, warning, or caution, active ingredient, and pesticide formulation. Other details should include precautionary statements that identify and recommend ways that risks can be minimized or avoided, first aid information, personal protective equipment to be worn when handling and applying the product, directions for use, storage and disposal, and the manufacturer's contact information. So, always read the label carefully to ensure that the product is intended for your specific use. If you are unable to read the label, call your Rowder Parish office for assistance. Mix the exact amount needed, not too much or too little. Before applying a pesticide indoors or outdoors, remove children, their toys, and pets from the area and keep them away until the pesticide has dried or as recommended by the label. Don't spray outdoors on windy or rainy days. Take precautions to keep the pesticide from drifting or running off into the vegetable garden, pool, or your neighbor's yard. Remove or cover food during indoor applications. By the way, do not rely on your memory the next time you intend to use the pesticide. Ensure that you reread the label before using it. Do not assume that the pesticide can be used on any crop or for any pest. Wearing protective gear such as impermeable gloves, long pants, and long sleeve shirts is a must when handling harmful chemicals.
You have to protect yourself so that the chemical doesn't get on your skin, where it will go through the skin into your blood and go around your body. And certainly you shouldn't be smelling the chemical to see what it smells like. And also you should protect your eyes and protect your nose from breathing it in.
Head of the Pesticide Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. And last, but by no means least, change your clothes and wash your hands immediately after applying pesticides. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Word in a mouth and a load per head. Translation, words are not loads on the head. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't allow other people's words to hurt you. Ignore them. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.